At the National Ethanol Conference, I'm visiting with Bob Dineen. And Bob, this is an anniversary celebration, I understand.
It is our 20th National Ethanol Conference, and I think this is going to be the best one ever.
Well, we talk a lot about what's going on here in the United States, but the theme here is going global. What's behind the idea of that theme?
Well, indeed, as the industry grows and continues to evolve, the export market becomes more and more important to us. It was critical to the industry's profitability last year. We exported 836 million gallons. That's about 6% of our production. Interestingly, we exported to 51 countries around the globe, all six inhabited continents. So, I mean, we are absolutely going global. And the focus this year is, how do we build upon that? How do we find new markets? Because if our own government is going to artificially constrain the demand domestically, well, heck, we will find it internationally, because ethanol is the lowest cost liquid transportation fuel on the planet.
I think a lot of people might be surprised to learn how much we actually do export, and that's not brand new either, right?
No, I was surprised to learn that we were exporting to 51 countries. So, yeah, I think a lot of people would be surprised by that, but it just reflects, you know, how hard our marketers have been working to open new markets any way they can. There are more than 60 countries across the globe that have renewable fuels programs of some sort, and not that many countries that actually produce ethanol today. So our product is in demand. We are here to be the world supplier.
How's your feeling about how this conference is going to go, attendance, and the kind of things people are going to walk away with?
Well, you know, the vibe in the hotel is pretty good, because we're coming off the single most profitable year in the industry's history. At the same time, we are looking at, you know, another tough year probably. It's a commodity market. In fact, we're buying in one commodity market and selling in a different commodity market, and there are all kinds of swings. But this is an industry that has been seasoned, that has seen tough times, that has seen good times, and is prepared for either. So, you know, generally the mood in the room is pretty mature. Just let's get it on.
Okay, well, you said it, and we're going to do it. So here from Grapevine, Texas, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.